Еще раз обмахи цви. Friday night's mirrors. You see something very interesting. Kol mekadesh shvi. Yoyim kadesh hu mibo v'atzeisai. Kol zera Yaakov yichabduhu. Kedvar ha-melech v'dasai. The Bechin on Shabbos is called Zera Yaakov. We find in the very same Zemer, there's a concept called Zera Avraham. Dorshe Hashem Zera Avraham Oyavoy Hama'acharim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos U'Mema'arim Lavoy. So we see there's two inyanim. There's the inyan called Zera Yaakov, and there's the inyan called Zera Avraham. And they're both in the same Zemer. We have to ask ourselves, try to understand from the Lashon of the Mzamer, what's the difference between the Bechin of Zera Yaakov on Shabbos and Zera Avraham on Shabbos? So it's clear, Yoyim Kadosh Hu Mibo V'Atzeiso, and it could be said that the difference between Yaakov and Avraham is the following idea. Yaakov is the Midat Emes. And Emes means what it is. What is it essentially? Essentially, Shabbos is a kesher to Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara tells us Shabbos is called Nachalas Yaakov Avicha. The whole Inyan of Shabbos is Mekusha Keneged Yaakov Avinu. So what we say here, Yom Kadoshu, that it's a day which is a holy day. Yibo v'atzeiso means from Shkiyas Achama on Friday night until Tzisak Echavim on Motzi Shabbos, that's all called Zera Yaakov. Zera Yaakov knows how to be Mechabed, the Heilig Shabbos, Yibo v'atzeiso. So what does that leave us for Bechin of Avraham Avinu? So the Inyan of Avraham Avinu, Dorshi Hashem Zera Avraham Ayavai, Hama'achrim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos Ma'arim Lavoi. That the Inyan of Avraham Avinu, the Bechin of Zera Avraham, is the Inyan of Hama'achrim Lotzeis Min HaShabbos Ma'arim Lavoi. Which really means Tosefes Shabbos. That which a Jew is Ma'ahir to greet the Shabbos and to be Ma'achir when Shabbos goes out. So Yaakov is the MS, the core, the mahus of Shabbos Kodesh, and then on the ends of Shabbos, the Yetziah and the Knis of Shabbos, we have the Inyan of Avraham Avinu and the Hishpashtos. Because Avraham is a Midah of Chesed, and Chesed is a Hishpashtos, to be mispashed the Kedusha Shabbos onto the Shishas Mehachol from the one side and from the opposite side. We find this idea in this past week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, that Avraham and Sarah go down to Mitzrayim. And we know that the whole idea of Avraham and Sarah going down to Mitzrayim, the Ramban tells us, it's a ma'isa avos simul banim. So who are the banim who go down to Mitzrayim? It's Yaakov and the Shvatim. So Yaakov goes down to Eretz Mitzrayim. Now it's antithetical for Yaakov to go down to Mitzrayim, because Yaakov is the Inyan of Kedusha. Yaakov is a person who's a Yid who lives in Eretz Yisrael, much like his father Yitzchak, who never left Eretz Yisrael. So the Avraham Avinu who traveled the world, and Yitzchak who never left Eretz Yisrael. So the fact that Yaakov can go down from Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Canaan, into Mitzrayim, was because there was a hachana which was made for him already by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu has the kayach to go from Eretz Canaan into Eretz Mitzrayim. And that's the way Hashem did it that way. Hashem brought him into Eretz Canaan, and as soon as he got there, he left and he went to Eretz Mitzrayim. He could have gone from Haran into Eretz Mitzrayim. But it had to be that Avraham first goes into Eretz Canaan, and then he goes into Mitzrayim, to show that there's a hispashis, the Kedusha, which is taking place here, that the Gvulus of Eretz Yisrael are making their way into Mitzrayim. And that allows Yaakov to go from Eretz Canaan into Mitzrayim. Not just to go there, but to thrive there. The Torah says, Vayichi Yaakov Be'eretz Mitzrayim. That he lived a halakha life there. Tanit Be'Elio says that he had a life in Eretz Mitzrayim, which is even harder than he lived in Eretz Kanaan. And Avraham and Sarah already created the groundwork for the sinyan of Yaakov to be able to be mispashing into Eretz Mitzrayim. In fact, Chazal the Rishonim point out that Paro gave gifts to Avram. We know that. He also gave a gift to Sarah. What did he give to Sarah? Eretz Goshen. Chazal say he gave her Eretz Goshen. Eretz Goshen belonged to Sarah. What is Eretz Goshen? So the Mefarshim, they all say that Eretz Goshen is a hispashtif of Eretz Yisrael into Mitzrayim. That they lived in Mitzrayim and Goshen, a bechin of Eretz Yisrael. Whether you learn that like Rishonim, that there was mamach a strip of land which went into Eretz Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael, or that it just found the fact that the Yidden lived there, that concentration of Kedusha created a mahus and a bechina of Eretz Yisrael. However which way you slice it, bottom line is that there is called a hispashtif to Kedusha from Canaan to Eretz Mitzrayim, Mikoyechu, Avram and Sarah. Because that chesed of Avraham, which is the bechina of Memarim Lavoi, Ma'achirim Latzeis, is able to take the Miboyo V'yatzeiso of Yaakov, and that emes of the Kedusha, and to bring it into foreign territory. The Sfarim all speak about, once we're talking about the sinyan of Memarim Lavo, Ma'achirim Latzeis, Min HaShabbos, this is a midah which is particular to Avraham Avinu, and it's called Zvizusa de Avraham. The Gemara tells us in Psachim, Zvizu Makdim le Mitzvahs, and we learn that now from Avraham Avinu. Vayashkim Avraham Bebaik. There's something which is called not just regular Zvizus, there's something which is called Zvizusa de Avraham. As if to imply that there's a unique type of Zvizus which is Mesiachis to Avraham Avinu, which we should try to understand Mesiachis to Shemaya what that is. We see the Zvizus of Avraham Avinu from the very fact that he's the first tzaddik who's mentioned in the Torah. He's the first of the Avos. That means that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu had chosen three neshamas to be the Avos HaKadoshim, Avraham Avinu made it to the top. That means that Avraham is a Zaris. Because he who is the biggest Zaris will always be Rashis. Rashis always implies an inyan of Zvizus. Because the fastest is always the winner. So if Avraham was the first of the Avos, if he was the first one born, that means that Avraham has a Shaychis to Zvizus. Ah, you'll tell me, what do you mean? Adam HaRishon is a bigger Zaris than Avram. How can you say that Avram is the first tzaddik mentioned in the Torah? Adam HaRishon chasad gadol haya. Adam was the first one. He was the biggest Zaris. The answer is no. Chazal already asked this kasha. Chazal asked in the Medrash, why is it that Avraham was created after Adam? He should have been created before Adam. You see from the kasha that Avram is really a bigger Zaris than Adam. He should have been created first. Now Chazal answered the kasha that Hashem said, lest Adam HaRishon mess up, which he did, Avram will come and be Mesakeh. But you see that in the Shairish of things, Avraham is truly a bigger Zaris than Adam HaRishon. He should have been created first. And if you'll tell me, Noach was created before Adam, before Avram Avinu, so Noach is a bigger Zaris than Avram. Teretz says no. Noach is not a bigger Zaris than Avram Avinu. Because really, the whole inyan of Noach is just a hakdama to Avram Avinu. Because we have a klal, derech eretz, kadma l'tayra. And the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us that Avram Avinu is the beginning of the tkufa of Sheisha Shalafim Tayra. Avram Avinu begins Tayra. So Noach is bechlal the tayu, and the tohu is just a hakdama for Tayra. Because a guy who all... they descend from Noach, they're all called Bnei Noach al Shemai. Even a goy has a shayches to derech eretz. Even a goy has to act with meshelkeit. So the whole inyan of Noach, and the reason why he precedes Avram Avinu, is not because Noach is a bigger zaris than Avram. Avram is the zaris. It's just that he schleps along Noach with him, because in order to appreciate Avram Avinu, to get to the madrig of the chassidus of Avram, you first need to be a mensch. That's called derech eretz kadma l'tayra, like the Rishonim explained there on the Mishnah. That derech eretz means meshelkeit. You need to be a mensch before you can be to behold the Kedusha of Torah. So really, the Zvizus of Noach is not a Zvizus Mitzad Noach Mitzad Atzma. He's just dragged along together with Avram, because to introduce Avram Avinu, we need somebody called Noach. Derech Eretz Kadma L'Torah. As a riot to all this, we find that the Torah gives us a remez that really the Zvizus of Avram precedes Adam and Noach's creation. Because the Torah tells us, Eila told us Shemayim v'aretz bihi baram. And Chazal tell us, bihi baram is the osios Avraham. And that is said even before Adam is created. It says, Vayichul Hashemayim v'aretz, which is Yom HaShishi, coming into Shabbos, Eila told us Shemayim v'aretz bihi baram, introduce Adam HaRishon. You see, Avraham comes before the creation of Adam. The Havamina of Avraham comes first, which is why Chazal say, really, Avraham should have come before Adam. Because really, he was the Machshava Rishona. He was the Zariz. The Zariz always takes the cake. That's Avraham Avinu. He should have been created first. So we see in the Torah that Avraham is the Zariz and Avraham is Horatius. The first discussion in Torah is about the life of Avraham Avinu. We're just passing through Adam, we're passing through Noach to come to speak about Avraham Avinu, the Avos HaKadoshim. This is the Torah's Avos. Of course, we see in this week's parasha the Zizusa of Avraham Avinu, not just Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, but the beginning of the parasha, the Avraham Ratzal Abakar, Vayimaher Mahari. Everything about Avraham Avinu is that it implies a certain type of Zizus, the Zizusa of Avraham, which will come to him, Yisrael Hashem, why that's unique. But we see right away this inyan of the Zizus of Avraham Avinu, and by the way, Davka after his Mila. Like the Gemara tells us that the meal of Avraham Avinu has a shayches to this visa, which we'll get to in Mitzvah Hashem. But after the meal, in the beginning of this week's parasha, we see the crazy mamish Avraham is going with his visas. Vayimaher, rats. In fact, not only is Avraham the neshama rishayna, which is the zaris and the rishis of all the neshamas of Klal Yisrael, but we have the same thing in time and also and in place. The biggest zaris in time in the Jewish calendar is Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Reishis Hashanah, and it's considered to be the Reish and the zaris of all the days of the year. That when there was a race, who would be the first day of the year? So Rosh Hashanah won. Now we have 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In the Kriya Satayra of Rosh Hashanah, what do we read about? We read about the Akedah. What do we read about on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? Anybody remember? What? Kidasar, Vashem Pakarisara. Now the Pashup Shat why you read about Vashem Pakarisara is because these things are taking place on Rosh Hashanah. Right? Kida took place on Rosh Hashanah. But if that was the case, then we should just maybe read Naim Psukim and that's all. But we have a whole Gansa Kriya from this week's Pasha. By the way, both Kriyas come from Vayera. So you see already the connection. That in both places we speak about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the topic of both Kriyas, because Avraham is the Nisham of Zrizus. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Zrizus. But in both places, we find something very interesting. Then in the Torah, we find this pasuk, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, 3 times. Twice in this week's Pasha. No, all 3 times in this week's Pasha. It says, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker 3 times. It says about the Akedah. It says it by stone, when he went to Davin by first stone. And the second time is in this parasha of Hashem Pakad Asara, that when he sent away Hagar v'Yishmael, it says, Vayashim Avraham Abayker. The only difference is, by the way, is that by this time, Vayashim Avraham Abayker, there's a psik. When he sent away Hagar v'Yishmael, it says, Vayashim Avraham, a psik. And then it says, Babayker. Why psik? Just agav, probably the pshat is. One pshat is. It's because Avraham had mixed emotions about sending away Hagar and Ishmael. He really didn't want to. Hashem said, you have to listen to Sarah. So he got up to do this begrudgingly. So not that he exactly wanted to do this, he had to do it. Of course, it was a mitzvah. He did it b'simcha. It's not something he particularly wanted to do. But you have Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, and in both Kriyas HaTayah and Rosh Hashanah, it mentions those psukim. Mamash Pala Dekazach. That on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, you read about Vayashkim Avraham Abayker. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, again you read Vayashkim Avraham Abayker. So there's a Tzad Hashava, not just that these events are taking place in Rosh Hashanah, but being that Avraham is the Zariz, and Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of the Zrizusa, so we read about the Midah of the Zrizus, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker. In fact, Har HaMoriah is the very first place, which is the Zariz Mitzad Makom. Now the Rav Wolfson has a very nice shtickel in Amunas Yitachan Pashas Kisavu Ayin Sham about aligning this inyan of the Adam of Zrizus with the Makom, but the Zman of Zrizus, not in this way, but he connects it to the whole mitzvah of Parshas Bikurim. But Har HaMoriah is the Makom, which is the Reishis and Makomis. It was the first place created, was Har HaBayis, Har HaMoriah. And that is good for the place which we read about in Rosh Hashanah. Not only is it taking place according to some shittas on Rosh Hashanah, the Akedah, with Avraham, who's the Zariz Mitzad, the Nefesh, but also on Har HaMoriah, which is the Reishis Mitzad Makom. And that's called Har HaMoriah. And in fact, Moriah is the Osios Vayimaher, which you find by Avraham Avinu in this week's Parash. But there's a Mehirus, which is attributed to Har HaMoriah, because this is the Mid of Avraham, Vayimaher La'asai Sai Sai. Avraham has the Koyach of Mehirus. So with that being said, we understand the Zrizus of Avraham Avinu. It gives us a glimpse into this inyan that we spoke about before, Zera Avraham. In terms of Tosefes Shabbos, but we have a kasha which is staring us in the face. When you look at Tosefes Shabbos, I can understand why it is that Mimaharim Lavo is a function of Zerizos. Because when you're Mekabel Shabbos, and you're Mekabel Shabbos early, that's called Zerizos. Right, you could be Mekabel Shabbos at 18 minutes. And if you're Mekabel at 30 minutes, so then you're a Zariz in Kabbalah Shabbos. But how in the world is Motzi Shabbos in a function of Zrizos? If you're Ma'acharin Latzis Min HaShabbos, is that a function of Zrizos? Are you a Zariz in being Ma'achar Es HaShabbos? Why is that called Zrizos? So how is that attributed to Zera Av and Ma'ibay? So to understand the Mid of Zrizus, and in particular the Zrizus of the Avram, we have to first of all dispel all myths about the Mid of Zrizus. When we hear about the Mid of Zrizus, the very first thing which we think of, when we try to think about a person who's a Zariz, is you think about somebody who is very quick at doing things. That he does things very chick-chack. That he's running from here and to this place, and he's able to accomplish a lot in a short amount of time. It's almost like a chicken without a head. And we think that that's something which is called Zrizus, and that's a Midah Toiva. The Klal and Kedusha is anything without a head is not Kadosh. Because you need to have Maichin, you need to have a head. If a person is lacking Yishev Adas and there's no Rosh, then he's a Baal Mun. There needs to be a Yishev Adas which goes with a Jew in everything which he does. That's not called the Zariz the Kedusha. That's called the Zrizus in Chitzonius, that's called the Zariz. That's something that the Velt would appreciate as being a Zariz. But in the inner circle of Kedusha, we don't appreciate that. That's not called Zrizus. That's called Behilus, a Behala. Like we say on Red Leil HaSeder, according to the Nusach of the Haggadah of the Rambam, he quotes, Bebehilu Yatsu Avisena Mimitzan, which is the Targum on that pasuk. Bebehilu. Like a Chipazon. There are times where Chipazon is good. But La'asalava, the Navi tells us, Loi b'chipasun teitzei, you're not going to leave with the chipasun like you left Mitzrayim. There's going to be a yishev adas. When there's an emergency, so you act b'behala. When there's a fire, so then you act b'behala to put it out. And B'nai Yisrael, they were in a burning house in Mitzrayim. They dropped into the Shana of the Kedusha. So yes, b'behilu. There are times where that's necessary. But not that the person should conduct himself in a state of emergency all the time. Needs to have a yishev adas, which carries with him always. That's what the Gemara says in Psachim, Yesh Zariz v'Niskar, Yesh Zariz v'Nifsar. And the Gemara there is talking about the hanhaga of Erev Shabbos, making hachanas for Shabbos. There's what's called a Zariz v'Niskar and a Zariz v'Nifsar. You can be Niskar, you can have schar from your Zizus, or you can be mafsid with your Zizus. Whether it's chitzonis or pinis. Now the Gemara, when discussing the Midah Zrizos, connects it, like we mentioned before, to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. The Gemara beginning of Psachim tells us, Bayom Hashmini Yimo Besor Alaso. The Gemara says that even though the entire day is kosher to Bris Milah, one should do it early, should be Bechlal Zrizin, like we learned from Avram Avinu Vayashkim Avram Abayke. So there's a connection, of course, that Chazal are drawing between the mitzvah of Bris Milah and the inyan of Zrizos. So out of all places, why do Chazal want to connect the mitzvah of Milah with the inyan of Zrizus? Now, at face value, we can say, Pashup Shat, that although every mitzvah has to be done with Zrizus, Avraham Avinu, who it is said, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, he's the first one who was Makayim, Vayim HaShmini Yimo. But in Pinyas, there's more to it. And just at first glance, based on what we said before, we can understand why Bismillah, but we'll come to expand upon this a little bit, B'siyat Shemaya. That just like there's a Zariz in Zman, and there's a Zariz in Makom, and there's a Zariz in Nafesh, there's also a Zariz in Mitzvahs. And the Zariz in Mitzvahs is the Mitzvah of Bismillah. Because although there are Taryag Mitzvahs in Torah, the very first Mitzvah which is given to the Jewish people is what? Bismillah. It's the Zariz. I will say Puravu. That was given to Adam and Nayak, but already we established that's not Bichlal, the beginning of Torah. Even if you say it is, you need to have a child to do Mila. Okay, so there's a Mitzvah of Puravu. But Puravu is just to bring a child into the world to have Bismillah, because I'll say the whole world is totally in the Mitzvah of Mila. It's just a hechsher, puravu, to have a child to do bismillah to. So bismillah, which is the first mitzvah given to Avram, is the zariz. Not only is it a zariz in that it preceded all mitzvahs in Torah, but all mitzvahs in Torah usually are chal at what age? 13. This mitzvah is chal when? On day 8. Could there be a bigger zariz than the mitzvah of Mila? The child is gemalt on the 8th day, which means the first opportunity. You can't do it before 8 days because it's a sakana. So right away when the child is shayach to have a bris Mila, he should be able to survive an operation like this. So right away we give him the mitzvah. Ein zrizas gedola mizu. So you see that when we're talking about the inyan of zrizas, which is vayashlim avraham avayker, we turn our attention to bris Mila because bris Mila is a zariz, certainly a zariz. It's the righteous mitzvah in the life of every Jew. But of course, it has a shaykhis of the Akedah as well. Because the Akedah is the pasuk that Chazal are quoting, thereby making a correlation between Bismillah and the Akedah. And we know that to be true, because if you take a look at Rashi in the beginning of the Parashas Akedah, Vayehi achar dvar ma'ila, that the whole Akedah was born out of a conversation which took place between Yitzhak and Yishmael regarding the inyan of Bismillah. And we spoke about this not so long ago. That Yishmael said, I'm better than you. I had a bismillah at the age of 13. Yitzhak says, I had it at the age of 8, but I'll give my whole life to you. So you see that the Akedah was born out of the whole inyan of bismillah, which is already a connection. But as we go along, let's try to understand a little bit more the correlation between bismillah and the Akedah. This inyan of the Akedah is going to shed light into what Chazal are trying to teach us about the inyan of Zrizus in Pnimius, not in Chisonius, this inyan of Zrizus Adama. Now, the Medrash in Bamidbar Rabba says the following statement. Vayashkim Avram Babayger, Hishkim Avraham Vinatloi, Avram got up early, Vinatla Bizrizus, that he went Bizrizus, Beholichola Haramaria. That he went Bizrizus and he went to Haramaria. And in the Tanchuma it says as follows. The Tanchuma wonders why it is that Avram Avinu did all this himself. It says, Vayashkim Avram Babayger, Vayachavosh Eschamoyre. So the Medrash asks, "Halo, hayelo kama vada mushvachos? Why did he need to do it himself? He had a lot of help. Avram was a very wealthy person." So the Medrash then says, "Ela lamadcha zrizusai, to teach you the zrizus of Avram Avinu." So now, what we see from here, and Menachem Kasher points this out in Torah Shleim as well in Hagos, is that you see that the midah of Zrizus has nothing to do with how quick you do things. Because if Zrizus really meant getting things done quickly, then adarabba, then this doesn't convey Avraham's Zrizus by the fact he did it himself. If he wanted to do it quickly, he would have had 100 people help him. Not that I know exactly what it means, I don't know what that means. I'm not a donkey rider, but I don't know what that entails. But if he wanted to do it quickly, he could have had help. So therefore, by saying and asking, I hear a lot of Avraham Mishpachos, Lola Medcha Zrizusai, it comes to show that it was something about the fact that Avram did it itself, which suggests the Zrizus of Avram Avinu. Not how quickly he did it. The fact that he did it himself is a Gili of his Zrizus. Elamai, what we see from here, that to understand the pnimius of the midah zrizus, we have to be pnimiustic. And the inyan of pnimius always suggests going deeper and into the shayrish. Pnimius is always associated with shayrish. going ba'amkas. Now, if you have to understand the midah of Zizus ba'amkas and it's shayrish, we have to ask ourselves, to what midah is Zizus connected to in a way that it's truly valuable? And the taichin and the pnimius of the midah of Zizus is the midah of ahava. That when there's love and when there's an ahava, it brings out the Zizus. In fact, Chazal are not shy. They allude to this mamish here, and they tell us that he did it himself. So in the very place where we find the Zrizus of Avraham Avinu, Chazal are portraying to us the Ava that Avraham Avinu had, that it was an Ava which gave birth to his Zrizus, which is an Ava Mikalkelis Sashura, which brings to that Zrizus. In fact, in the beginning of Shia Shirim Rabba, on the pasuk of Al Kain Alamos Ahibucha, Alamos, the Medrash says, Alamos ba'alamos ubizrizus. That Alamos is a lashon of Zrizus. And the pasuk says, Al Kain Alamos Ahibucha. That there's a connection between Alamos, Zrizus, and the midah of Ava. That when there's an Ava, Ava manifests itself in the union of Zrizus. Now we know that this midah of Avra is a midah of Avram is a midah of Ava. Avraham Vayavi. Take a look at the Rambam. It's such a beautiful Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah. It's a mitzvah shlishi. We're speaking about the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. He writes, V'chvar Amru, Chazal have already taught us that this mitzvah is koilal also, shenidrosh v'nikra ha'anashim kulam avodosi yisalo l'hamim bay. It means to do kiruv v'chokim, to reach out to people, to bring them closer to Hashem Yisbar. V'zeh, he writes, ki kishetehav adam, tasim libcha lov. If Ploni loves someone, then he pays attention to him, v'seshabcheihu, and he praises him. He wants that others should love him too. This is a mashal to the fact when one truly loves Hashem Yisbarach, according to how much one understands who Hashem Yisbarach is, it will propel you to be able to reach out to others and to also bring them to love Hashem Yisbarach as well, to know the emes as well. The lashon sifri, and he quotes the sifri, v'yahavtes Hashem alokecha, ahaveyu al habrios. That you should become, Hashem should become beloved on all of Hashem's creations. And then he continues, ke Avraham avicha, like Avraham, shenemar ves hanefesh asher asu b'chara. Ratzalomar, ke Moshe Avraham, v'avur shahaya oyev Hashem. Like the pasuk is made on him, Avraham oyevi. Darash ha'anashin el ha'amuna, mechazik avosu, because he loves Hashem so much, he was drawing people close to Hashem. Kein ata ehovoso ashetirosh anashim. Just an important thing to know, that if you ask yourself, what is the mitzvah of kiruv v'chokim? Kiruv v'chokim, you could say it's hashavas aveda, but it's also the mitzvah of avos Hashem. Avos Hashem brings the kiruv v'chokim to bring other Jews, not just Jews, the whole world, that they should come to know Hashem, to love Hashem, and to appreciate it. What you see from here is that the midah of Ava allows a person to go beyond his Dalet Amos, which is what we spoke about before. That there's Yaakov Avicha, which is that MS, and to bring people closer to that MS, either by bringing them into the MS or bringing the MS to them, that's called the midah of Avraham, which is the Mamaharim Lavo or Ma'acharim. That's called the Hispashtus and the Tosefus of that. But we're still working our way to understanding how it is that the Ma'acharim is a function of Zrizus. L'chor only the Mamaharim Lavo is Zrizus. But to better understand this, there's a ma'isa with the Satmar Rebbe. That the Satmar Rebbe was once visiting London, and there was one of the Dayanim in London. He came into the room of the Satmar Rebbe unannounced, and it was already late in the morning, and the Satmar Rebbe had not yet davened shachris. And as soon as he walked in, and he glanced at the Satmar Rebbe, so the Satmar Rebbe said to him the following: I know you're thinking right now, why it is that it's so late and I haven't davened shachris yet. But I'll tell you why I haven't yet davened shachris. Because you're thinking about what? That the Gemara says, Zrizim makdim la mitzvahs. And we learn that out of Vayashkim Avram Babayke. But if you take a look at the Hemshech HaPasach, it says, Vayashkim Avram Avraham Vayachavoy Sheschamoyre. Vayashkim Avram Avraham takes a little bit of time. But Vayachavoy Sheschamoyre, for a mensch to be Chavish Sheschamor, the hein of his guf, that takes a long time. That's what he responded to the thoughts of the Dayan from London. What we see from here is that there's an inyan when it comes to the midah of zriza, it's called Vayachavoy Sheschamoyre. That every single Jew has a chamor, and that's his guf. And the work and the toil that the neshama has with that guf is a function of zrizas. And what does that mean? So to better understand this, let's contrast Avraham Avinu with his arch enemy, although he didn't live in the same tkufa, perhaps. That which Chazal make is Elu Mazeh is Avraham and Bilam. Right? Like the Mishnah says in Avos, in the fifth parak, there's what's called Talmidim Shel Avraham and there's Talmidim Shel Bilam. We find Vayashkim Avraham Babaker, and we find in Parshas Balak as well, Vayashkim Bilam Babaker. And Bilam got up very early, and with this he tried to be Madcheh, the whole schus of Abraham's Vayashkim Avraham Babaik. But of course, Kodesh Baruch Hu disregards it. Hashem is doiche this potential schus of Vayashkim Bilam Babaik. On the grounds, now that we've become a little bit pnimius already, that there's a very big difference between the pnimius of Zrizus and the chitzonius of Zrizus. That Bilam was truly a chicken without a head. He was acting bizrizus. That's called Vayashkim Bilam Babaik. Avram, on the other hand, his Vayashkim Avram Babaker was a pnimius of Vayashkim Avram Babaker. It was a pnimius of Zrizas. Now, what's the difference between the pnimius and the chitzonius? The difference is what the Talmud Rebbe is teaching us is the nekuda here of Vayachavosh Eschamor. That a Jew needs to use his neshama to toil with his guf, to purify his guf, to work on his guf in order to be mezachich the guf, to be neshamadik. Because what really causes us not to be zrizim is the koivet haguf and the atzlus haguf. The etzem, the neshama, is very kal. It's very quick, and it's a big oyev Hashem. So it's not something which we need to work on is to become a zariz. We need to allow the neshama to purify the guf. And when we work, and we allow the neshama to work on the guf, to purify the guf, so then you turn that chamor into a nesher, becomes kal kanesher. Comes very swift in the avodah session. And that was the midah of Avraham's Zrizas. That he was working on his guf. He was using his neshama to work on his guf. And that toil, that amelus in working on the guf, that's a zariz. So the person is just being zariz with his guf, then he thinks he's being quick. He's just being as quick as a guf can be. Right? It's like an elephant trying to run. The elephant is being a zariz. But he's not very quick because he's an elephant. But he's acting like a zariz. So as long as a person has a guf, and he's not working on his guf, but he's being a zariz, he's not truly a zariz. He's just acting like a zariz. A real zariz is somebody who's an neshamadik person, and he's motivated to serve Hashem out of the ahava which he has for Hashem Yisbarach. And part of that ahava, like we said before, to call out to the makom ha-sarachokim. And that's what Avram did. That the guf is considered to be rachok from Hashem, it's far from the neshama. When a person uses that ahava to be makariv his guf, like Rabbi Nachman says, mibsarcha al tesalin, that you can't neglect the guf. You have to be makariv the guf in avodas Hashem too, that the guf should have a sagas just like the neshama has. That's called the ahava. And the zrizus, which is born out of that ahava, is a zrizus adavra. That's a real zrizus. Bilam wasn't interested in working in his guf. And that's why it's very meduik in the psukim. What does it say by Bilam? What does it say by Avram? By Avram it says, Vayashkim Avraham Abayker, Vayachavoish es Chamoyroi. What does it say by Bilam? Vayashkim Bilam Abayker, Vayachavoish es Asoinoi. It's not called the Chamor. Because he's not working on the Chamor. He's not working on that goof. He's working on an Ason. And in fact, he's so makusha to that Ason. Chazal say that he was mezavik with that Ason. That he was mamish makusha with that it was his lifestyle, that Ason. That donkey. So where it's really nicker, a person's rizus, is when in those moments of atzlas, in those moments of the guf, that when the guf is machbid on a person and it says, why are you doing this? It's so hard. This is such a schlep for me. This is so negative type of the guf. And a person, he pushes himself and he tries to be neshamadik and he works on the guf and he doesn't allow the guf to be ma'adin and to be ma'anik itself. And he says, you know what? I want you to also be involved. I want to be makar of you. So Avodas Hashem is going to be good for you too. That's called real Jesus. Even though in the beginning, he's going slower than everybody else because he's working through the sugi of the guf. He's still called a Zariz because it's a function of his Ava, and eventually when the guf becomes mizuchach, when it becomes pure, he'll mamish be kal kanesher, he'll be able to do things with a zrizus nifla ad ma'id. That's why we find the zrizus by the inyan of Vayashkim Avraham Babaiker. And everybody knows what we're talking about, waking up in the morning. What's waking up in the morning? One of the most difficult things to do is to wake up for shacharis, to wake up for learning. Right? Because the guf is in its zone. The guf is delighting in the fact that it's comfortable, it's resting, it's exactly where the guf wants to be. No problems, a good night's sleep. And that moment where we need to get up, that's the moment of zrizus. Yizgar b'kari. Kari doesn't mean to fly out of your bed. In fact, there's a halacha that you shouldn't fly out of your bed. It's not healthy to fly out of the bed. That's not called zrizus. Zrizus means that the time you're supposed to wake up is when you wake up. If you set your alarm for 6 a.m., because that's the time which is the right time for you to make the proper hachanas for shacharis, then you wake up at 6, and you don't push the snooze button, unless you need the sleep. But again, if you're setting it for 6, then that's probably when you need to wake up. When it hits 6 o'clock and that's the time you want to wake up, because that's how you're going to start your day to make the hachanas for shacharis, you wake up then, you're zutz. That's called zrizus. And even if somebody's waking up at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, that's not that he's a bigger zariz than you. If he's pushing the snooze button many times, he may be waking up at 4:30, but he's not a zariz. Because he was supposed to wake up at 4, now he's waking up at 4:30, so he's lazy. Because he knows when he needs to wake up, and everybody has to wake up at different times. So that's why in that sugya, and that place called Vayashtim Avraham Babaiker is where we learn the biggest inyan of zrizus from. Because on a daily basis, that's where the neshama and the guf have a very big milchama. Is a Jew going to be a zariz, or is he not going to be a zariz, is defined by that moment. Mamish, it's an aidless to a person. That moment of Vayashtim Avraham Babaiker. And the same thing helps us understand why dafka we find Vayashtim Avraham Babaiker by Bris Mila, like the Gemara connects it to, and by the Akedah. Because the whole Indian of Bris Mila is the Malchama of the Nisham against the Guf. What is Bris Mila? Right, it's the Tsar which we do to the Guf. And we make that Tsar because the Nishama enters into every single Jewish boy at the time of the Bris Mila. That's the time when we invite the Nishama in, and we tell the Guf, you're taking a back seat to the Nishama. Where it requires a little bit of pain, a little bit of effort to be Machniya the Guf to the Nishama, that's the Nekud of Zrizus. When it comes to the Akedah, and it's difficult for Avram to be Makavis Yitzchak. It's hard emotionally, it's hard physically, and every way, its way, psychologically. He has to be Makav Yitzchak, that pain, that Bechin of Mila, which exists by the Akedah, that's what you find by Yashkim Avram Rubaik. Because it's not how quickly you move, it's how much that when the guilt is going to be stubborn, it's going to say, I'm not going to. And the Neshama gets the better, and the Neshama is misgaber on the guilt in a way that it's mizachich, and it purifies the guilt. That's the Nekud of Zrizus al Pipinis. That's called Zrizus Adavra. So although Bilam got up in the morning and he was a hotshot and he woke up probably at 2 o'clock and maybe Avram woke up at 3 o'clock and he said, oh, look, I got up earlier than Avram Avinu. I'm a bigger Zariz than Avram Avinu. Hashem says, what are you talking about? How quickly you move has nothing to do with your Zrizus. You're just an Asan. You're just a Hamar. Avram is a Neshama. That's a Zariz. That's a Zariz. And in fact, we know, when we're speaking about Zrizim, we spoke about Hara Maria, we spoke about Avram, we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, we spoke about Bris Mila. The Neshama is the biggest Zariz in all of creation. That although you don't find in the Torah when the Neshama was created, Chazal say, the Neshama was created, B'yom Rishon. B'yom Rishon. I mean, the Neshama is a Zariz. The only thing which is created on Yom Rishon was Or, as far as we know. Right? Does anything move faster than the speed of light? No. Right? Light is the biggest Zariz in creation. And we know Malachim move very quickly too. But Malachim are only created on what? On day 2 of creation. That means that the Neshama is a bigger Zariz than even a Malach. So the Neshama is the biggest Zariz. When a Jew becomes a Nish Neshama, when he goes Pnimi, that's the definition in Pnimius of an Ish Neshama. As Chazal say in the Zohar, Vayehi Or Da Avram. Avram is the Or from Maaseh Bereishis. Avram is that Or. Or is very quick because it's very Zach. It's not heavy. It's the most spiritual thing which we have in creation. Because the more that one lacks actual chomer and chomius and matter and mass, the more of a zaris it is. And that's the true inyan and pimis, what it means to be a zaris. So tiny. It's interesting that the tkufa in the year, which we speak about zrizus the most, that's Chodesh Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, the whole zman of Tishrei is the zaris of the Shana. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim make a remez and they say Aryeh Zoshi Tevas Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur and Hashanah Rabbah. What's interesting is that Bilam, who's the person who tried to mock the whole inyan of the Zrizus of Avraham Avinu, that he's the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses to be Megala and to speak about in his Nevuah the Zechus of the Zrizus of Bnei Yisrael. And what does he say? Hein Am Kilavi Yakum V'chari Yisnasna. That's how Shulchan Aruch begins, right? Yiskar Bekari. Right? Bilam is the one who Hashem forces to be Megale, to be Menave, on the Zrizus of Bnei Yisrael. And this wasn't that Bilam himself said that. This is Vayisa Mishol Vayomer, that Hashem put words into the mouth of Bilam. Right? This was the word that Hashem was speaking in Bilam's mouth. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced Bilam to speak about the Shevach of the Zrizus of Bnei Yisrael, that he should be Moedal HaEmes, and he uses the Mashal of the Aryeh, which is very interesting. Which is the nekuda of this whole tkufa called Aryeh, which is the Rishis, the person who was antithetical to the klipa and the chitzunis and the chikoi and the mocking of the Indian Zviza should be the one who HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses dafka to be menave and not in. The Sfarim say, in explaining on our level, and according to our Mahalach, the Indian Zviza, that the Gemara's Lashon is Zrizin Makdimin L'mitzvahs. And the Sfarim say Zrizin Makdimin as a Lashon of Hakdamas. That a person who's a Zariz makes Hakdamas to mitzvahs. Hakdamas to mitzvahs means that if a person, he only makes Hakdamas to things which are truly special. And he's truly Mayruch them, that they have a real Chashivas in his life. For example, a Bachar becomes a Chassan, right? And he's going to make a Chasana. So he doesn't go to his friends and say, listen, we really like each other, we're thinking about getting married by the end of the week. It doesn't work that way. Why not? Because if you want to do a chasna, and you value a chasna, you have to prepare for it. Yom Kippur is a very great day, so you have to start preparing for Yom Kippur, from Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's a very chashuv day, so you have to make the proper hachanas. Okay? Shacharis is a very important part of the day, so you have to make hachanas for shacharis. There's a lot of mitzvahs which are involved in shacharis. You put on tefillin before, you go put on tzitzis. Some people go to the mikveh before. Right? You learn Torah before, chassidus shesfarim, say the helim. Right? Many things to do before shacharis because it's very chashuv. Right? I told over this story about my Rebbe, my Mazel Zilber. So just the other day, we were in Sitchin, I was with the Rebbe, and we walked out of shacharis, and I was walking him home, and it was like 11:30. Shacharis takes a long time. And so we were walking outside, and he puts on his overcoat. So it was a little funny because it was pretty warm outside, and he put on his overcoat. So he says to me as we walked out the door, in passing, he says, "I know it's kind of warm right now, but when I came here at 5 o'clock in the morning, it was pretty cold outside." Okay, so here we had finished shacharis at 8:30. We were leaving at about 11:30. Okay, so anybody who would have walked into the Rebbe's room at 10:30 would have said, "Oh, look." Starting shacharis, probably started at 9. You know, I probably woke up at 7, probably 8 o'clock. You had a nice coffee, came davening, finishing 11:30. Only people who are really finishing 11:30, people who are starting at 11, right? So, what's the Rebbe doing finishing at 11:30? Just, by the way, I started coming here at 4:30 in the morning. I got here at 5. What was going on? Right? Why did you start shacharis at 8:30, you know, if you were here at 5 o'clock? Not maybe in the oven. Because if something is chashiv to you, then you make hakdamas for it. And there's a way to use mitzvahs, even though they may be tachlises in their own right. Tzitzis is very great. Tefillin is very great. You can do it any time of the day, and it's very good. But you dafka do it before Shachris, because Shachris is very choshev. And of course, Shachris is connected who? It's Avraham Avinu, right? This is Avraham Avinu. The zvizin. But the zvizis of Shachris doesn't mean that you do it quickly. If I daven Shachris like this, in 18-minute Shachris, am I a Zariz? I'm not a Zariz. Right? I'm Zariz v'nifsar. A Zariz v'niskar is someone who understands the oimek and the pnimius of zvizis, and he knows the concept of zvizin makdimin, that a real Zariz makes hakdamas to mitzvahs. Because he values mitzvahs. And he can even use mitzvahs as hakdamas for other mitzvahs. This is the perspective of an ish pnimi. With this we can answer the following kasha. I have a sefer at home called the Ma'am Brisai, which is like a hekif of all the Hilchos Mila. It's set up in the tzura of like a Mishnah Berurah. So he has like a bare halacha section. So in the discussion of the inyan of Zrizas as it pertains to Bismillah, so he asks a stira in Divrei Chazal. On the one hand, we find that Avraham Avinu is quoting from the sefer Zayis Rana. He says, on the one hand, we find that the mitzvah of Avraham Avinu's Mila took place when? Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, at Chatzais. Why? In order to be mefarsim and milsa. Everybody should know we should make a big kiddush Hashem. Chatzos. On the other hand, we find zvizus is Avraham by the mitzvah of Mila. Right? You're supposed to do it as early as possible. The Gemara says, even though you do mitzvah all day, the earlier you do it, the better zvizim makdimin. So, did it take place at chatzos? If it was at chatzos, then how was that zvizim? So he wants to answer and say that perhaps what happened was that Hashem gave the tzivui to Avraham to mal himself at chatzos. And since he was makabel the mitzvah at chatzos, so he did it right away. That's called zvizim. So l'anias da'inti, that's a very good teretz al pi chitzonius, al pi hilchas ha-Torah, but al pi pnimius ha-Torah, the teretz is, like we said before, that really Avraham got the tzivui in the morning. And he could have even gotten the tzivui 5 days earlier, maybe 6 days earlier. Perhaps he even got the tzivui 8 days earlier, and he was makaya b'yam ha-shmini imo. He wanted to do the 8th day from when he was metzuv in that mitzvah. Could be. Whenever he got the tzivoy, he was a zariz, because why? He was making hachanas for it, and zvizin makdim in the mitzvahs. And he made many hachanas for the mitzvah of Mila. And we know that it was very chavu to him, from Ashi and Pashas Chayitzara, that when he has to be mashbiya Eliezer, what does he say? Sim no yod chatach esirechi, grab my Mila, Rashi says, it was chavu to him. The mitzvah was very chavu to Avraham. The ahava which he had for the mitzvah, behooved him and caused him to make hachanas and hakdamas for the mitzvah. And that's not a stira to the inyan of zaris. That's gufa zaris. That's called zaris v'niskar, because that's vizafi pimis. This is a pimistic answer to the question. When it comes to Shabbos, trying to answer Akasha a little bit now. We know that Leil, that the Yemos HaChol and its relationship to Shabbos is like a guf to neshama. The Sheishes Mei HaChol are Bechinas guf, and Shabbos is called Yoyim Adinishmas HaDezayah says. So therefore, Friday night is really like this merging which takes place between the neshama and the guf. And that's the Nekud of Zvizas, like we said before. Where the neshama meets the guf, that's the Nekud of Zvizas. And so therefore, when a person is Memarim Lavoi, that's a function of his zrizus. And that's what we said, that's called Zera Avraham. That mida of being machnia the choymer, which takes place on Friday night, that's a function of the zrizus of Avraham. And the truth is, according to how much a person worked on his guf during the Sheishes HaMiachol, will be the oinig and the tainig he's going to have on Shabbos. So you find that a tzaddik has a tremendous tainig on Shabbos. And even if a person tried his whole life to understand the tainig that a tzaddik has on Shabbos, he can't be masakir, because there's a very big difference. Not in Shabbos, because they both in Shabbos. The difference is that the tzaddik uses all 6 days of the week as a hachana for Shabbos. That's called zvizin makdim in the Shabbos. That they use all 6 days as a hakdama for Shabbos. So for that, zachas and Shabbos the kachu all week, so therefore they have a tremendous oinig on Shabbos. Whereas a plain person, he just kind of waltzes into Shabbos. So that's shat which we say in Kol Mekadeshi, before Zera Amram, we say what? Scharu harbi ma'od al pi pa'alo. Because Shabbos is me'in la'asalavoy. And la'asalavoy is mocher l'kabel schar. It's a day of schar. But the sheishes me'achol is what? Hayom la'asos. And these are the days to toil and to work in mitzvahs. So we say, scharu harbi ma'od. Your schar and Shabbos will be as much as what? Al pi pa'alo. How much you work during the week. So the week will determine the oinig and the tainig that a Jew has on Shabbos. So it's that moment on Friday night where Shabbos itself will separate between those who are truly able to enter into Shabbos and those who have to stay outside of Shabbos. One thing is for sure true, that the copycats and the fools like Bilam, they don't come into Shabbos. Hashem doesn't accept when Bilam comes and he's holding up his pass and he's saying, look at me, I'm a Vayashkim, a biker too. I'm just like Avram Avinu. Hashem looks at that pass and he says, get out of here. It's not for you. Because you're just a faker. That's called a chikwe. That's just chitzonius. Shabbos is a primistic day. Not allowed in here. That's why we say on Friday night in Luchadoidi, where we're inviting everybody to come into Shabbos, what do we say? We say, V'hoyu l'mshisa shoysayich v'rachaku kol mivaloyach. All the mivaloyachs, all the bilams, v'rachaku. All the bilams, not allowed in here. V'rachaku kol mivaloyach. Yosis alayach alekayich kimshas chasan akala, which is a remez to brismila, sasan zumila. That's the yosis the chasan on the kala, that they have the simchas hamila, the shleimas hamila, the kedushas habris. So a person who understands the pnimius of bris mila, like we spoke about before, by Yom HaShmini Yimo, Zrizim Magdimin, the whole kesher between the two, such a person is allowed into Shabbos. That's Avram Avinu. What we see from here is that the whole inyan of Zrizus is naiveya from the mid of Ava. That when a Jew is an Oyev Hashem, and even if he's not yet an Oyev Hashem, but he wants to love Hashem Yisbarach, he hopes that one day he should be an Oyev, and he knows that it's an investment, that I'm going to work on myself now because I see that there's great payers which lie ahead for me. That although right now it may be hard to be an Oyev and Hashem, but I know that over the course of time that I'm mezachach myself, Hashem, he's mavtiach us, there was going to be a gevaltik tainug in avodas Hashem, in Torah and Mitzvahs, and in Lubanat Torah and Tefillah Gishmak. A person wants to be an Oyev, he wants to be an Oyev, that's also a function of Zuz. So with this we can understand the Teretz Tarkasha before. I understand why Mimaharim Lovo is called Zera Avra. But how is Ma'acharim Latzis Min HaShabbos? But the Teretz is that on Shabbos Kodesh, if a Jew has an Ahav for Shabbos, if he understands the Pnimius of Yoyim Ed Nishmasa, then in the same way he's Mimahir, to be Makabal the Shabbos because of that Zrizus, it's that very Zrizus in its core which allows a person to hold on to the Shabbos and not to want to let it go. That's Bechlal Zrizus. That's called the Zrizus of Avram. Because in Pnimius, we don't look at it in the Chitzonius. In Chitzonius, we see Zrizus about how quickly you can move, how fast you do things. But in Pnimius, there's what's called the Zrizus of Avram, which if we don't look at what's going on in the Chitzonius, we're looking in the Pnimius at the Shirish of that Midah. And the Ava, which a Jew has for Shabbos, that he's hanging on to the Shabbos, that's also a function of the Zrizus. Because the very same Zrizus, which was rooted in the Nava, which caused the Memarim Lava, was the very same Mida which is causing the Ma'acharim Latzis Min HaShabbos. And that's Pshat, why we say, in that Zemer, what do we say? Zera Avraham Oyhavai HaMa'acharim Latzis Min HaShabbos. Not just Zera Avraham Ahavai, which causes the Mehiris and the Ma'achar. And it's that Ava. It's the Ava, which is that Koyach of Zizus of the Avra. It's very nice, actually, because on Motzei Shabbos, those people who are Me'achar Nes HaShabbos, they also do Malav HaMalka usually. Right? Usually go hand in hand, the Malav HaMalka doers and the Me'achar Nes HaShabbos doers. And that's all, of course, a function of the Ahava which a Jew has for Shabbos Kodesh. Because the truth is that Malav HaMalka is a way that a Jew is able to even hold on a Tesefis to Tesefis of the Shabbos Kodesh. But in Pnimius, Malav HaMalka is much more than just the conclusion of the conclusion of Shabbos. In Pnimius, it's also considered to be what? The Haschala of the coming Shabbos. Because the truth is, if you ask yourself, if you ever had a guest come to your house, you didn't walk them out, they're not going to want to come back. Right? That's not how you treat a guest. That's not proper derech eretz. If a guest comes, you malava them. Because Malava means that you continue with them so that they'll come back again next week. So really, Malava Malka is not just a way to conclude the Shabbos, it's your hachana for the coming Shabbos. It's the Ein Zrizus Gedolah Mizu. And the second that the first Shabbos is over, you're already making a chana for the next Shabbos by doing Malav Malka. It's an amazing thing. At the place where you're ending the Shabbos, you're really making a hachana for the next Shabbos. That's Israel's Jesus. That's why in the Rosh Tevis here, Hamachrin Latzeis Min HaShabbos is Rosh Tevis Malava. Malava. That those who are truly Ma'achres HaShabbos, they come into Malava Malka. And that's why Malava Malka is in Rosh Tevis, because the Rosh Tevis means like a Zrizus. The first letters are the Zrizim of the letters. So that malave is a function of the zrizus for the coming Shabbos. That's really where you find the zrizus of the Avraham. Already, right away on Mozi Shabbos, you're making hachanas for the coming Shabbos. And if you say v'yitin l'cha elokim, that means you be a real mehudid dika malave makayit. So one of the psukim which you say there is, you mention Bilam again. It's very interesting. What do you say? You say, "V'loy ava Hashem alokach lishmael Bilam." Hashem doesn't want to listen to Bilam. "V'yafei Hashem alokach zaklal levracha." Then he turns the klal to bracha. "Ki aheiv Hashem alokach." So the very same Bilam, who we didn't let in to Shabbos on Friday night, we said, "V'rach kumu v'loyach." You're not allowed in here. When you go through Shabbos from beginning to end, mibay v'atzeisai, it's the day that you're mahapich your guf into a neshama. And when you're mahapich your guf into a neshama, even the guf becomes a zaris. And you can do things at 1,000 miles per hour. But that's not the chicken without a head. That's somebody who's a nish neshama. He's going very quickly because he's going quickly with the yishuv hadas too. That he's able to take the chitzonis and turn it into a pnimius. So that's the pshat. You're malda all the bilums by Motzei Shabbos. That's called vayahafech esaklala, which is the gulf into a bracha. Why? Ki ahevcha. Because if you understand the midah of ava, which is the shayrish of Jesus, then the gulf is nishapich from tala to bracha. And already by Motzei Shabbos, you give an aliyah to all the Bilams who couldn't get in to have an aliyah on Motzei Shabbos Kodesh. You know, this isn't just a Torah, this is a Maisa Shahaya. This is very well known about Reb Leibel HaEger. Leibel HaEger was a Jew who was a Moyel and he was also a Sandik. And his Darko B'Kodesh was to do the milas of all of the children he was asked to be Gemal. He would do it very late in the day. So there was a big uproar against him in the city of Lublin, that the Rav of Lublin, Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Ashkenazi, he made a big macha against Rav Leibel HaEger. And Rav Leibel, who was a big Kaddish and a big Anav, he turned to two people to vouch for him that what he was doing was right. And again, he was Cheshin himself. Maybe he wasn't doing the right thing. So he asked his uncle, Rav Shimon Seifer, and he also asked his Chaver Toiv, Rav Tzadok HaKain from Lublin, to defend him and to actually paskin for him whether what he was doing was correct or not. So they both sided with him. I'll just read you some of the Lashonis from Rav Shimon Seifer, what he writes. He brings a raya to the practice of Rav Leibel HaEger. He brings a raya from a medrash. The medrash says that when Bnei Yisrael was in the Midbar, it says, Moshe Mal, Moshe was the Moel, the Aaron Pireya, Aaron did the Priya, and Yeshua was Mashke. It's a shalot what that means. It means probably Metzitza Bepeh. Yeshua did the Metzitza. So Rav Shimon wrote, Rav Shimon Seifer, his uncle, son of the Chassam Seifer, he wrote, Hari Mefurish Shenasas HaMitzvah like the Gdol Yisrael. So every Jew wanted Moshe to be the Mal, to be the Moel. Alpha Pishib Li Safik, of course, there could have been other Jews there who could have done the Mila, right? The whole Sheva Levi knew how to do Mila, right? Even though they had to keep the Orla, which is an Orla Ma'usa, for a few hours more, in order that it should be done, Ayudia Kaddish, the Gdol Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a Kedai. It was Kedai to have a better Mayal, like the Ramah says, you should have a Mayal who's a Tzaddik. Which means derived from the Medrash, that it's Kedai to have a Tzaddik, like Rebbe Leibel, even though his practice is do it later in the day, it's Kedai to have a Tzaddik, do it with Dushav at the Hara, which of course was the whole purpose. He was making Hachanis for the Mila. It's Kedai to have it to Rebbe Leibel. And Rebbe Tzaddik also, he writes a Lashon, he's Marich a little bit more, V'zvizasan shal zvizin she'iz darzu l'hachin es nafsha mikaydem. The real zvizis is to make Hakdamas. This is what we're here for. The kach yafel lanu dehadavar pashit. It's pashit to me. He says shemis achar al yedizeh is a shows. Ainu v'chlal shihu mitzvah. That's not called the shihu mitzvah. That's not called not being a zariz. Adaraba zariz v'niskar karina la. V'yeshal ze chavilas rayas. There's many rayas to this. The ain sarich laharich bedavar pashit or minaga pashit b'israel lachi is a shows mishum kai gavna. And he ends all the quarrels and all the concerns about Rebbe Leibel that you see that in Pnimius, you pass in the Pnimius over the Chitzonius. a historical fact. Not just a drasha, but it's a mahalach in Avodas Hashem. It's a mahalach in halacha too, to be able to be machshav, to be machshav. So we know the Asilava, what do we say? We speak about one of the biggest reasons that the Jewish people has is Eliyahu Navi. Eliyahu was a very big Tzaris. We know that he's a big Tzaris because the Gemara says Eliyahu Ba'arba, Eliyahu was able to go across the world very quickly. Very, very quickly. Even faster than the Malach HaMavis can go across, he can go across. Eliyahu was a very big Tzaris. And he's also the Malach HaBris. So you see the Zrizus, once again, as it connects to Bris Mila. And what do we say about Eliyahu Navi? What do we say on Moitzi Shabbos? When we speak about Eliyahu Navi? We say, "B'meheira yavo eleinu Mashiach Nadavid." Eliyahu is going to come b'meheira. Right? He's going to come b'zvizas. Right? So affect the kasha. Right? If Eliyahu is such a zaris, right? And we know Mashiach is a zaris too. Because what does it say? It says about Mashiach that he's an ani roichev al chamar. Right? And the Sfarim Taich Reichiv al Chamor, that he's Reichiv on his Chomrius, like we said before. So this combination between Eliyahu and Mashiach is the combination between Vayashkim Avim Rebeker, that's called the Bechin of Eliyahu, Vayachavayish is Chamori, that's the Bechin of Mashiach. But what do we say? V'mehira Yavo Elinu Im Mashiach Ben David. The real Zrizus is coupled together with the concept of Vayachavayish is Chamori. This combination is V'mehira Yavo Elinu Mashiach Ben David. So affect the Kash. If you're such a Zara as Eliyahu Navi, if you're such a Zara as Mashiach, then where are you? Where are you? It's 5,000 years. You should have come right away. What's taking so long? Such a Zara. But the Teretz is, the Mashiach is a very big mitzvah. Very, very, very big mitzvah. And something which is very big needs a lot of hakdamas. Needs a lot of hakdamas to get it right. And 5,000 years plus, it's not a lack of Zvizus Chas V'Shalom. Eliyahu and Mashiach are going as fast as they can. There's many hakdamas that need to take place, which we know most notably is, of course, the Indian of Sheval Yidach Mimenu Nidach, that every single Jew should be Neskaba, and not a single Jew should be Nidcha from Yemos HaMashiach. Of course, that has a lot to do with Bris Mila, has a lot to do with this, the Nekudas of Bris, which plays a very big role in that. We spoke about that once before. But it's not a stira to be a Zaris, even though it takes you 5,000 years. It's still be a Zaris. You have to understand Zviz Al Pipnimis. Elisha was a Mipnimis Dika Jew. Mashiach ben David is a pre-mystic Jew. So even though it's taking a very long time, it's because it's a mitzvah gedolah and needs hakdamas for our life. It's because Baruch Hu Yomed L'Tzarasinu Dayim. And it's chos of learning the sugyos. We should talk about Zeichet to see Be'inai and Mamish. And here you have Oilino. Mashiach ben David. Be as koyal tzarek mirem.